Little Red Cap. Once upon a time, there was a pretty little girl. She wore a little red cap. It was from her grandmother. The girl loved the cap very much. She was always wearing it. So everyone called her Little Red Cap. One day, her mother called her from the garden.
Little Red Cap?
Yes, Mom.
Here is a piece of sweet cake and some medicine. Please take them to your grandmother.
Sure.
Don't run off the path. Don't go into the woods. It's dangerous. Walk nicely and don't break the bottle. Don't forget to say good morning to your grandmother.
Yes, Mom, I will be careful.
Little Red Cap set out. She was so excited. She saw the woods. She wanted to go into the woods. She forgot her mother's words.
What's in the woods? I'd like to see the trees and the birds.
She went into the woods. She saw a wolf.
Good morning, Little Red Cap.
Good morning, Wolf.
Where are you going?
I'm going to my grandmother's house.
What do you have there?
I have some cake and medicine for my grandmother.
Where does your grandmother live?
Her house is far. She lives near the mountain.
Listen, Little Red Cap. Can you hear the sweet little birds? They are singing. And look, how pretty the flowers are. Why don't you take some flowers to your grandmother?
Good idea.
Little Red Cap picked some flowers for her grandmother. The wolf ran to the grandmother's house. He knocked at the door.
Who's there?
Little Red Cap, it's me, grandmother. I have some cake for you. Open the door, please.
I'm in bed. Come in.
The wolf went into the house.
Good morning, grandmother.
What a strange voice you have, Little Red Cap.
I have a cold. My throat is sore.
I'm sorry.
The wolf jumped onto the bed and ate the grandmother. He got into the grandmother's bed. Little Red Cap came to the house. She went into the house.
Good morning, grandmother.
Good morning, my dear.
What a strange voice you have, grandmother.
I have a cold. My throat is sore.
Little Red Cap went to the bed. She saw the wolf. She was surprised.
What big eyes you have, grandmother.
They help me see you better.
What big ears you have, grandmother.
They help me hear you better.
What large hands you have, grandmother.
They help me hug you better.
What big teeth you have, grandmother.
They help me eat you better.
The wolf jumped out of the bed. He ate Little Red Cap. Then he went to sleep. A hunter came to the grandmother's house.
How does the old woman feel now? Is she better? I must go and see her.
He went to the grandmother's bed, but he didn't see her. He saw the wolf. He killed the wolf. Grandmother and Little Red Cap jumped out of the wolf's stomach.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. I will never go into the woods again by myself.
Thank you for helping us.